All right.
Nick!
Gentlemen!
Nick's your buddy. Kind of guy you can drink a beer with.
Start your engine!
I was born with my papa's son wandering out a smoking gun. Some of you would live through me and lock me up and throw away the key. Or just find a place to hide away and hope that I'll just go away. Huh. And I feel alright. I feel alright tonight. I feel alright. I feel alright tonight.
All right. Yeah. Nick DiGiulio here. That's me, live in the Allstate studio. Seventh floor of the Trib Tower here till 5 a.m. Steve Cochran's on this morning, and I'll be hanging out with the Cochran gang for the first hour of their show on this Christmas Eve, 2015. Yeah, man, Christmas Eve. And we're going to get all Christmassy. Rick Geezer is going to join us. He'll come in studio for his, he usually comes in every few weeks, couple of months, he comes in and, he has a collection of what he calls sports songs. You can check out sportssongs.com, and he has a podcast with his sports songs right here at, WGNplus.com. And, sports songs are, he has this huge collection of songs that were recorded by athletes and coaches and managers, pro sports, college sports. Any sport-related person recording music, he's got it. And this is the annual Christmas show. Rick comes in every year around this time to do a special Christmas show consisting of all the Christmassy sports songs. So we're going to do that. And, of course, you will hear, if you're a regular listener to our annual Christmas sports songs event, you know that you will hear Honky the Christmas Goose. Perhaps the finest Christmas song ever recorded. And you will hear that in its entirety at the end of the segment. But in between that, we're going to hear a lot of really great and sometimes not so great and sometimes ridiculous sports songs. It's a lot of fun. Check out his podcast, sportsongs.com and at WGNplus.com. Rick Geezer is going to join us. We will talk about some leftover Christmas topics that we have. And we're going to do Christmas movies, your favorite Christmas movies of all time. They could be unusual. They could be weird. But we're going to talk about that. I've got some clips from some of my favorite Christmas movies, and we'll play those later, leading up to Steve Cochran's Christmas Eve extravaganza coming up this morning after 5. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. You can send your text to that same number, 312-981-7200. Check us out on Facebook. That's the best way to stay connected with us. Like us on Facebook. We have well over 11,700 fans on our Facebook page, and it's growing, and we would like you to be a part of that. It's interactive. It's constantly updated. You can leave your comments there, too. It's Facebook.com/Nick D Show. You can follow us on Twitter at Nick D Show, and you can also check us out on our website with our podcasts, WGNRadio.com. We have hugely popular podcasts, and we are very thankful for that. And you can check us out at iTunes. Subscribe for free. It'll automatically be downloaded, and you can listen to it at your leisure, bro. All right, producing for me this morning, Dan Shagru is off. Is Yun. Yun, how are you, buddy? I can't hear you.
I'm good.
There you go. There. How are you, man?
I'm good.
Well,
good
Merry Christmas.
Here. Merry Christmas.
And we're going to have a lot of fun this morning. We got the Rick Geezer coming in with the Christmas sports songs and a lot of other cool stuff. And in the newsroom is Esmeralda Leon. Hey, Esmeralda.
Hi.
What's going on?
Oh, not much.
Yeah?
Christmas.
It's Christmassy.
Well, it's Christmas Eve.
It's Christmas Eve. It is indeed Christmas Eve. It's the night, one night of the year when you're allowed to have some dude break into your house.
He doesn't break in.
He breaks into your house.
He comes in by some magical thing.
He could be arrested.
So he doesn't really break anything.
Yeah, you want to bet?
More trespassing.
I'd like to see, like, the last house on Santa's journey. I bet he messes that house up because he's got to be tired, you know? Probably falls down the chimney, knocks over the trees.
He's had a lot of cookies.
He can't eat any more cookies, so he just probably just throws them out.
Oh.
Maybe vomits all over the floor. Who knows?
There's your
find that last house.
There's your little Christmas gift. Your last house. Yeah, the last house that Santa delivers to.
Should be a movie.
It should be. Yeah. When we already had Last House on the Left, which is already a classic horror film. Do you ever see Last House on the Left?
No.
Oh, it's lovely to watch at Christmas.
I've heard it's frightening.
Oh, it's just a lovely family film. Don't believe that, by the way, because if you go, oh, Nick said it was a family movie and you rent it and then your kids end up in therapy for 15 years, don't come running to me. So, you haven't seen Last House on the Left? Have you seen Last House on the Left?
I haven't seen it, not yet.
Now, you know, they remade it back in like 2006 or 7 or something. They remake everything.
Wait.
What?
No, I confused it with the Hills Have Eyes.
Same director.
Okay. Good movie.
Yeah, Hills Have Eyes is fantastic.
Good movie.
Last House on the Left, man, that's a hard one, man. It's a brutal movie. Brutal movie. Hey, we're talking Christmas movies later. You know, the picture on my personal Facebook page, not the show page, but my personal Facebook page, because I never put pictures of me on my Facebook page because I don't do that. I think it's stupid, so I don't put pictures of me unless someone takes a picture of me and it ends up on there. But, like, I don't do the selfies or any of that crap. The picture on my regular Facebook page, Esmeralda, are you looking at it?
It's Santa, and isn't? I thought I saw it earlier.
It's Santa. And he's going, if you can see the picture, it is the poster of Silent Night, Deadly Night, the classic horror film from 1985 that was banned in many states in the country.
Oh, it's him getting into the frosty.
No, it's him climbing down a chimney with a hatchet in his hand.
Well, yeah, but it's a frosty
chimney. Yeah. But he's got a head. The key thing here is that he's going to kill everybody with a hatchet.
Oh, he's not going to give it to the people in that house?
No, that somebody asked for a hatchet. Yeah,
what?
Santa on my list is a hatchet.
People have trees to chop down.
Can you have it unwrapped, please?
He's put a bow on it.
With a little blood on the end of it? That would be fantastic. You ever see Silent Night, Deadly Night?
No.
Oh, it's exquisitely horrible.
Should I watch? Is that?
It's hilarious.
Oh, boy.
Hilariously bad.
Okay.
So, but I remember the commercials got banned. Advertisers were like, you can't, you know, like networks were like, you can't show this because they were showing the commercials on regular TV with like a guy dressed up like Santa Claus chopping people up with a hatchet. They were like, you can't show this at like 7 o'clock when kids are watching TV. I think they actually showed commercials for it during the Charlie Brown special. Like, hey, kids, gather around the TV, watch Charlie Brown, and then watch Santa chop up some kids with a hatchet. So that's my little picture.
It's a lesson.
It's a lesson, that's right.
Be good, kids.
Well, it's always kind of a, you know, Santa Claus is Coming to Town is a creepy song. He's got a list. He's checking it twice, you know?
I just saw a great.
You better hope that you're not naughty, because he'll kill you.
I just saw a thing on the Krampus. It was a little animated thing, and it was Santa Claus walking down the street, and the Krampus was coming the other way, and he goes, there's some bad kids in that house down the street.
Oh, Santa squealing on the kids to the Krampus?
Yeah, he doesn't just give you a piece of coal.
Wow. He gets the Krampus to kill you. That movie, by the way, is so disappointing, the Krampus movie. I really, really wanted to like it, but it was so disappointing. Anyway, well, we'll get to Christmas movies later. Right now, though, we got a break because Rick is waiting to come in here. Rick Geezer with his Christmas version of sports songs is coming up next. Morning, everybody, on this Christmas Eve morning, 2015. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Merry Christmas, everybody. And it's our last show of 2016. We'll be back on January 4th. Our first show back live on January 4th will be the year-end movie show. We'll have Colin and Eric down live in studio, and we'll go through all of the best and worst and performances and all that stuff. We'll take on movies. But
This morning right now, and it's always a treat, every year we do this, Rick Geezer, who you know from here at the station, he is the guy who has the great collection of sports songs, and we have Rick in periodically, but we always, always love the holiday show when Rick comes in to celebrate Christmas, and let's say hello to Rick Geezer. Hello, Rick.
Hello, and Merry Christmas
Merry
to you
Christmas.
And everybody.
Yeah. Well, now, before we get into it, for those people who might not know, explain sports songs at sportsongs.com. You have a podcast for sports songs on WGNplus.com as well. But explain what sports songs are and what it is.
It's any song performed by an athlete, coach, or person involved in the world of sports.
Right.
That can be on record. It can be a digital thing. It can be video. It can be a 78. It can
right.
be a cassette. I've brought them all in at one point or another.
I know. You have brought in, I believe, every format that you can possibly have music on, you've brought in during these segments.
I have.
Yeah. And you've been doing this for a long time. You started this many years ago, collecting these very specific sports-related
yeah,
songs.
Yeah, about 25 years ago.
Wow.
And we've been, I was looking through some records, we've been doing this on Christmas since 2008.
Is that right?
Yes.
Wow. Well, great. It's an annual tradition here. And, of course, for those people who annually listen to our Christmas sports song episode, Honky the Christmas Goose will be played in its entirety.
Well, maybe we should do like that Kinks live album where they'd start Lola and then go,
we're not going to play it. Yeah, no. well, I think, you know, for people who have not heard Honky the Christmas Goose, it is one of the greatest Christmas songs of all time.
I would contend it is the greatest.
Yes,
but,
and we'll do that
it
later.
Could be argued.
So
yes.
you cover every sport, every, you know, pro, college, anything, manager, athlete. And it's not, you know, a lot of people immediately think, and we're in the 30th anniversary, by the way. It's the 30th anniversary of the Super Bowl Shuffle
exactly.
this year.
Yeah.
And a lot of people think that that's the one that kind of like, well, it took off. But a lot of people seem to think that that's the one that started it all, which is not the case at all.
It is not the case. In fact, I did a podcast where I played songs, team songs, prior to the, not Richard Pryor, but prior to the Super Bowl Shuffle. And there were numerous songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's the setup here. It's a song performed by athlete, coach, anybody in the world of sports. Some of them are hilarious because they're bad. Some of them are also surprisingly good. And we've got a whole bunch of them. And, of course, this is the holiday version of sports songs. We're going to listen to the Christmas version of sports songs. Okay, what Rick, let's get going on this Christmas Eve, and let's hear some Christmas sports songs.
Well,
what do you
want
to start?
That. First, we should say that song we started off
yes.
with is Stan Musial, Stan the Man, the Hall of Fame St. Louis Cardinal, and that's from his cassette called Stan Musial Plays the Harmonica from 1994.
And you've brought this in before.
And I have it here.
And it came with a harmonica.
And a card.
And a card.
And a music book. So you can play along with Stan the Man.
Play along with Stan Musial. Okay.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. So that's Stan Musial playing Silent Night. That's what started off the show. What do we got next, Rick?
Well,
where do you want to go?
We start on track 57.
Okay.
This is a song we haven't played. This is new. It's a debut.
Uh-oh.
Here on the Nick DiGiulio show.
Okay.
And we've played other songs from this album. It's Terry Bradshaw, the Hall of Fame Hall of Fame quarterback and Fox broadcaster. He put out in 1996 a Christmas album called Terry Bradshaw Sings Christmas Songs for the Whole Family. Very difficult to find. It was put out on the Dove label, which is a gospel label, mm-hmm. where he would put some churchy music where he would record. But I was able to track down a song that is absolutely hysterical from it. It's a song we'll all know. It's called All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth.
Terry Bradshaw. Here we go.
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. My two front teeth. See, my two front teeth. Gee, if I could only have my two front teeth. Then I could wish you Merry Christmas. It seems so long since I could say Sister Susie didn't on a thistle. Gosh, oh gee, how happy I'd be if I could only whistle. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. My two front teeth. See, my two front teeth.
Gee, if I could only have my two front teeth, then I could wish you Merry Christmas.
Wow. Not quite sure I know what to say here, Rick.
All I want for Christmas is this album, so if anybody has it, please let me know.
And one more time, the album, the name of the Terry Bradshaw album is?
The name is Terry Bradshaw Sings Christmas Songs for the Whole Family.
Terry Bradshaw Sings Christmas Songs for the Whole Family.
It's a CD. Came out in 1996.
Okay. Terry Bradshaw, Two Front Teeth, kicking off the Christmas edition of Sports Songs. Nick DiGilio here with Rick Geezer on Christmas Eve morning. Okay, what do we got next?
Well, that was bad, but why don't we go to something that's pretty good, track 64. And this was just released about a week ago.
Ooh.
It's Jets wide receiver Eric Decker and his wife, country singer Jessie James Decker. She just put out a new Christmas CD. It's you can get it on iTunes.
Uh-huh.
And it's called This Christmas, and they do a duet on Baby It's Cold Outside, and it's actually pretty good.
Oh, okay. So it's Eric Decker and Jessie James Decker with Baby It's Cold Outside.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
so
very nice.
Just like
my mother
us.
Will start to
Beautiful,
worry.
What's your
my father
worry?
Will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace.
So, really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
or maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some music on while I
the neighbor's my thing.
Baby, it's mad out there.
Say, what's in the street?
No cares to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
All right, that's not bad.
It's not bad at all.
No, that's good. I always find this song a little creepy. I just, in general, find the song creepy. It seems a little date rapey to me, this song.
It's like, a little weird.
Stay in the house. What's in this drink? Hey, don't go.
It's like the Lady Gaga and
Tony Bennett.
The TV commercial.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
That's a little weird.
But then, now, Jessie James Decker... Was she an established country star before they...
She is an emerging country star.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, all right. All right, cool. No, that's good.
Yeah, it's not
now,
bad
is it,
at all.
Did they do... Now, is that from her album and
it's
he just guessed it on
called,
it?
He guessed it on that song. They did that... She recorded that song or released the song on the album two times. Country superstar Joe Nichols sings it. That's probably the official one they'll release.
Right. But
they
then
also
like, I'm going to bring my husband in.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. That's fun. Okay. What's next?
Let's try another one we haven't heard, a new one, track 58.
Okay.
And you're a wrestling guy. We like wrestling. This is The Rock. This is from last Christmas. He appeared on the Kelly and Michael show or the Michael and Kelly show, and he sang Here Comes Santa Claus.
The Rock.
The Rock.
Now, you know, The Rock's got a pretty good voice.
He does.
The Rock has done some singing on the wrestling shows many times.
He does. And in doing this, I found it. I remember seeing this, but it's from a few where he was singing that wonderful Tonight to, I can't think of her name now. You Look Horrible Tonight.
Oh, Guerrera. Guerrera's widow. I kept blanking on her name.
Exactly,
but anyway, yeah.
Exactly.
Guerrero's widow. Yes. I'm blanking on her name because I'm dumb. All right, so this is The Rock. And this, again, was on Kelly and Michael's show.
Kelly and Michael, yeah.
Okay, and this is The Rock.
Here comes Santa Claus. Here comes Santa Claus. Right down Santa Claus Lane. Blitzing, blitzing, all his reindeer pulling on the rain. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright.
You know what? I think we need to slap a little bit more Elvis on this. You guys ready?
Here comes Santa Claus. Here comes Santa Claus. Right down Santa Claus Lane.
Look at the leg.
He's got a bag that's filled with toys for boys and girls again.
Not you, Michael.
Hear those sleigh bells jingle jangle. What a beautiful sight.
I'm in a onesie.
Jump in bed and cover up your head. Cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
You know, The Rock is damned entertaining.
He's fun.
He is. He's a lot of fun. He can actually sing,
yeah.
You know, and I mean, he pretty much kind of every time he sings anything, he always channels Elvis.
Oh, yeah.
That's always that. Whenever
well, I, and doing the research, I saw that he also He did a couple rap battles on Michael and Kelly, or Kelly and Michael.
Did he?
With John Cena.
Oh, man. Well, that's for a future episode of Sports Songs. All right, that's great. Okay, The Rock with Here Comes Santa Claus. Really, really cool. A lot of fun stuff. Okay, we're going to take a break.
Okay.
Rick, before we jump into the commercial, though, tell everybody how they can get your podcast. It's at WGN Radio Plus. I'm sorry, WGNplus.com.
Yes, and just type in Sports Songs or Rick Geezer. It'll just all pop up, and there's about 25 episodes. I've got three episodes. The most recent episodes are all holiday editions. Some songs we haven't played, some songs we've played in the past.
Yeah.
But you'll get a flavor of what we do. This is, I mean, we get a chance to discuss things a little
exactly. more. Exactly, it's well, a lot of fun, show, and we always look forward to it. All right, on this Christmas Eve morning, we will continue. Go to WGNplus.com for all the podcasts, Rick Geezer, Sports Songs. More coming up right after we take this break on 720 WGN. Everybody, hi. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate studio. Thanks for joining us this Christmas Eve morning. Rick Geezer is my guest. Sports Songs. You can check out sportssongs.com. These are songs that are performed by athletes, coaches, people in the sports world. And Rick Geezer joins us live. Welcome back, Rick.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I'm also on Facebook.
Okay.
So put a lot of stuff up on Facebook.
And everything that we are talking about right now and all the information for Rick's stuff at Sports Songs is also linked up right now on our Facebook page.
Excellent.
At facebook.com/Nick D Show. Who did we just hear coming back from that commercial?
That's former Padres pitcher Eric Schau, who put out a CD, a Christmas CD called Oh Holy Night. He recorded it in 1988,
mm-hmm.
and then it wasn't released until 2004. He died in 1994 of a drug overdose, unfortunately. But they took the tapes. They thought they were decent, and they recorded or released them.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. So that's Eric Schau, and he's got a fantastic mustache on this CD. That is a pretty remarkable Movember mustache for December. All right. We're back with our Sports Songs, the Christmas edition. And yes, Honky the Christmas Goose is coming.
Woo!
Do not worry. Do not fret. The annual tradition of the greatest Christmas song ever, Honky the Christmas Goose, will be played on our Sports Song segment. All right, Rick, what do you want to hear next?
Well, why don't we go to 10? We played this last year, but I got a lot of response from when we played this last time. Again, we played The Rock in the last segment.
Yeah.
This time we're going to go wrestlers again. This is from a December 23rd, 2013 Raw episode where they were having a Christmas carol off. Do you remember what we're going to play?
I think it's, is it Deck the Halls?
Deck the Halls with Santino Morello and?
No, you got to remind me.
The Great Khali.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah, The Great Khali. All right. Yeah, that's right. All right. Santino Morello.
Were the winners. They were competing against. Is it R-Truth and Xavier Woods?
R-Truth, Xavier Woods.
Zinder Mahal.
Mm-hmm.
And Drew McIntyre.
And Drew McIntyre. Boy, some of those guys are not around anymore. All right, this is from 2013, Deck the Halls, and it's your WWE Superstars on Sports Song Christmas Edition.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Pa-da-da-da-da, pa-da-da-da-da, pa-da-da-da-da. Tis the season to
sing in the fire.
We now are in apparel.
All right. That's from WWE Raw in December of 2013. So Tino Morello and, of course, the Great Khali singing Deck the Halls. That's a very special edition of that song.
That's pretty awesome.
It is pretty great. Awesome. All right, what do we got next?
Why don't we play something good?
Yeah. Yeah, why don't we after that one? Good.
This is from 1959, track 5. And it's Winter Wonderland. It's by a group of brothers called the Wiegemann Brothers. And they were skiers. They were members of the 1956 or 52 Olympics and the 1960 Olympics. And they put out a record in 1959 to promote the Winter Games at Squaw Valley in 1960.
We've had this. This is great.
This is great. Yeah, this is and well, why don't we just hear Winter right. Wonderland?
Winter Wonderland, the Wiegemann Brothers. Here we go.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight.
Really great. It's really great. And then these guys were skiers.
They were two of the brothers made Olympic teams. The other brother just many international didn't ever make the Olympics.
This album that I'm holding, by the way, it's a vinyl. Right. It's vinyl on album, and it's called Gentlemen Skiers, Ski Songs by the Wiegemann Brothers. Special edition 1960 Winter Olympics. Is this actually autographed?
That's how I found it. I found this at a used record store. It appears to be autographed, but I don't know if somebody just did it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's awesome. That's really great. That's really, they can harmonize, these guys.
Yeah. In fact, a couple of them went on to music careers. Some of them worked in the film and TV industry doing film for different programs.
Yeah.
Or doing music for different programs.
That doesn't surprise me. Those guys have some chops. All right. That was great. That was really great. What's next?
Oh, we're going to, okay, why don't we go to another one that we've heard, but it's been a couple of years. It's track 22.
All right.
And nothing, to me at least, says Christmas like disco music and hockey players. So we're going to play a song from the 1979 Islanders. That included, and this includes Hall of Famers Mike Bossy, yeah. Coach Al Arbour, Dennis Potvin, and Brian Trottier. And they put out an album called Home for the Holidays, and a lot of it's kind of weird. It's kind of like you're at a party and there's music and talking throughout it.
So there's a little like sort of background noise,
yeah,
and like it's like they invited you to the 79 Islanders invited you to a party.
Kind of like a Playboy After Dark, I guess.
Yeah. yeah.
But on a couple of this, they go out and they actually sing to disco music. So this is this is We Wish You a Merry Christmas.
Okay, but from the 79 Islanders. Here we go.
We'll be right back.
Wow, that disco part right there really kicked in there.
Yeah, I mean, I probably recorded that a little hot, but even thinking through it, the bass is really overmodulated on the record.
Absolutely. All right, 79.
And the guy who had the solo is the gentleman who would sing their national anthem back in 1979.
All right. They were a great team, though, the Islanders.
Well, they beat the Flyers that year for the Cup.
Yes. Mike Bossy, what a great hockey player, man. Yeah, that's pretty cool. New York Islanders, we wish you a Merry Christmas. And 1979, I mean, that was the tail end of disco. So they were just like, let's do a disco thing because it's still kind of hot.
Still kind
of. And, you know, it's funny because, like, the tail end of disco was, like, 79 into early 80. Because in 80 is when it was, like, okay, enough. Because that's when Xanadu came out. Can't Stop the Music, the Village People movie, was released in 1980. And that was, like, pretty
and
much...
Dynasty by Kiss came out that year.
Yeah, too. And it was pretty much, that was the end of it. That was, we're done. It's done. Okay. All right. That's great. What's next? A Christmas edition of sports songs here.
All right. Let's take a look. We've got so many. I'm just having why don't we play track 60? It's a song. We've never played it before because I can't stand the song, frankly. It's 12 Days of Christmas. It just goes on and on.
Yeah.
But this is from the 1985 Cowboys. In 1985, they put out a Christmas record. Then the next year, 1986, they also put it out, put a new one out. Danny White, their quarterback, was the producer of the album.
Wow.
And many of the players and the coach, Tom Landry, participated. But they did 12 Days of Christmas, which we're not going to play the whole thing. But why I'd like to play this is because it just shows how things have changed, that one of the gifts they were getting were mild concussions. Well, I guess it is a gift if you're going to get a concussion.
You hope it's mild, yeah.
But still.
By the way, that movie comes out tomorrow with Will Smith, Concussion. That opens tomorrow.
It's going to be difficult for players to see that movie.
It is. It is. Well, I think it's going to be difficult for anybody to see it because it's not very good. But but it's interesting that we bring this up here on the eve of not only Christmas, but on the eve of the release of that movie. Okay, here's the 85 Cowboys with 12. And by the way, I'm not crazy about this song either, 12 Days of Christmas. It just goes on and on. And then every year, right? Isn't it true, Rick? Every year on the radio, someone pulls out how much it would cost.
I think I've already seen that.
Have you already seen that? That's already, I was like, okay, now this year it costs this much for Doves and this much for this and...
Well, and it's always a trivia. I was just watching. You ever watch Buzzer, that new?
Yes, I do.
And it was Press Your Luck, and one of the questions was, what's the gifts on day three?
Day three. Three calling? No. Three French hens. Three French hens. Yes. Okay. All right. All right. Here we go. Let's hear this. It's the 85 Cowboys with 12 Days of Christmas.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me.
By the way, they're talking about and a new hat for Coach Landry. This hat on the back of this album that I'm looking at is if that's the new hat they got him.
Well, in the video, if you see the video and you can see it on YouTube.
Okay.
They give him a new hat.
Every verse
he gets a new hat and he's got his arms crossed and he shakes his head. Until the end, he gets his fedora.
And he loves it.
Yes.
All right. That's pretty funny.
And one of the hats is a Texas Rangers.
Oh, no.
Helmet.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Okay. The 85 Cowboys with 12 Days of Christmas. All right, Rick, hang on. Rick Geezer is with us, and we do this every year. Well, he comes in more than once a year, but this is the special Christmas edition of Sports Songs. You can check him out with his podcast at WGNplus.com and SportsSongs.com. We have a link on our Facebook page. We'll take a break, and we'll come back more with Rick Geezer and Sports Songs Christmas edition right after this. Christmas. It's Christmas Eve morning, and we are here live in the Allstate Studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower for our, wait, so what would it be? 7th? Yeah, our 7th annual. We started doing this in 08, right?
8th.
8th annual. Oh, yeah, because you count 08.
Right, because we did
as
it.
As 1. Yes. Right, okay, so that would be, so this is our 8th annual Sports Songs Christmas edition with Rick Geezer. Rick, welcome back.
Thank you very much, and Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas to everybody as well, and thank you so much for tuning in on this Christmas Eve morning, early Christmas Eve morning. Sports Songs, songs by athletes, coaches, anybody in the world of sports, pro, college, any sport, all that cool stuff.
Exactly.
And you can check out the podcast for Sports Songs at WGNplus.com. We have a link on our Facebook page. Who did we just hear coming back?
That was 1996 Heisman Trophy winner and former Bears backup QB, Danny Werfel.
Yeah.
In 2001, he released a CD called Heaven and Nature Sing, Christmas with Danny Werfel. And this benefits, he did this to benefit a charity he's still involved with in New Orleans.
And he's a pianist.
He is a pianist, and later we'll hear him play the trumpet.
Wow.
And on the CD, he also sings.
Wow. All right. Multi-talented. And, you know, a lot of these sports songs, in fact, we've talked about this before, a lot of them were for charity. A lot of them were like one-off things that the organizations put together so that they could raise some money for
exactly,
a good cause.
Exactly. And that's why, you know, a lot of them, you know, they're very good sports, but they're not very good singers.
Exactly. Yeah. They're fun to listen to, though. Always fun. All right, let's continue the Christmas edition of Sports Songs.
Well, let's pick up the pace a little bit, pick up the energy. This is something that debuted last year.
Okay.
And the big thing in sports right now, at least in winter sports, are videos during the entertainment during the games.
Okay.
And the NHL is going gangbusters on it. And last year, the San Jose Sharks released a song called Holiday Sweater that just went viral after they released it. It's the Sharks featuring Ante Niemi, John Scott, and a whole bunch more, telling how much they love their Christmas sweaters.
Okay. What kind of
cousins? Oh, track two.
Track two. Okay. Track two. Here we go. Holiday Sweater by the San Jose Sharks. So we need to boo them. Okay, here we go.
Turkey, ham, pumpkin pie. The holidays are here and I want to look fly. Want to look sharp, sharp as cheddar. That's why I got me a holiday sweater.
Made of wool with a holiday print. Mine's so bright, it'll make you swim. Sure, I itch, but that'll get better when I get used to my holiday sweater.
Holiday sweater. Holiday sweater. Time for me to buy my holiday sweater. Holiday sweater. Holiday sweater. Don't you wish you had my holiday sweater?
They don't look tacky. They don't look weird. They feel kind of fuzzy like a playoff beard. Rudolph's nose will always get redder, and we will rock our holiday sweaters.
Mistletoe is hung above. My festive apparel fits like a glove. You stare too hard, you may take a header. Checking out my holiday sweater.
Holiday sweater. Holiday sweater.
Now,
that was former Hawk John Scott.
That was John Scott. It had to be John Scott. By the way, did you read that John Scott was, like, leading in votes for the All-Stars this year?
There's every sport, there's always, you've picked somebody.
It's like Sanjaya on American Idol.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, who are you voting for? John Scott?
Wasn't it last year or a couple of years that there was a guy from Estonia they were all
picking?
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. But, like, John Scott? And hey, one of the nicest Hawks I've ever interviewed and met.
Tremendous.
Not very, I mean, big guy. But I can skate better than
that
guy.
Well, we were doing a broadcast when I worked, you know, do the Sports Central guys at Hawks Convention, and he was our guest.
Great guy.
And terrific guy. But I was able to find the play-by-play of his one goal. And we played that leading into him, and he was shocked.
Great guy. Great guy. All right, that's cool. That was a little funky for the San Jose Sharks.
Yeah.
Getting a little funky. Yeah. All right, what do we got next for the Christmas?
As we were talking about the NHL going nuts,
yeah.
The new song out right now, you may have seen it. It's not technically a Christmas song, but it is winter-related.
Okay.
This will be track 59. This was just released. The Montreal Canadiens did their version of the Disney classic Let It Go.
Oh, God, no.
And this includes, you know, of course, who do you think's the main instigator in this one?
I can't even imagine.
It's PK.
Yeah. Oh, man.
He is definitely, he's great throughout it. And he, PK Sub, it's, I always say his name wrong.
Subban.
He is doing something right now where he's trying to get Canada to sing Christmas carols, and he's singing them and tweeting them. And he, great guy. He just gave $10 million to a hospital up in Montreal.
Oh, man. Okay.
But why don't we listen to their version of Let It Go?
And
I don't know.
If there are children listening, they will be singing along to every.
Oh, they will.
Yeah, they'll sing along. Okay, so this is Let It Go from Frozen, and this is the Habs, the 2015 Montreal Canadiens.
Snow glows white on the mountain tonight, not a footprint to be seen. A kingdom of isolation, and looks like I'm the king. The wind is howling like the swirling storm inside. Couldn't keep it in, heaven knows I tried.
Don't let them in, don't let them see.
Be the good boy you always have to be.
Conceal, don't feel, don't let them know.
Well, now they know.
Let it go, let it go.
Can't hold it back anymore.
Let it go,
let it go.
Turn away and slam the door.
I don't care what they're going to say.
This might be the greatest thing I've ever heard.
And you've got, and it's the whole song. It's like 4 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Check the video out. It's all over the internet.
Oh, my God.
And I can't tell you who all the players are because I don't recognize all their players. But it's a riot.
And the fears that once controlled me.
I don't even know what to say. That is unbelievable. That's the 2015 Canadiens singing Let It Go from Frozen. That's fantastic, Rick. Oh, my God. All right, we have to take a break because I'm going to continue laughing for the next few minutes. We're going to take a break. Rick Geezer is with us on this Christmas Eve morning with our Christmas edition of sports songs. And we got to go to the news. And we'll come back from the news, and Rick is going to hang with us for a little bit longer to play some more sports songs for Christmas right here on 720 WGN. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Nick DiGiulio here. Good morning. Merry Christmas. It's Christmas Eve morning on 720 WGN. Here till 5 a.m. And then we're off until the new year. So thanks, everybody, for listening in 2015. And we'll be back for a fantastic 2016. Our next show will be January 4th. And we want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a happy and healthy New Year. And Rick Geezer is with me, and we are doing the Christmas edition of Sports Songs. Check out sportsongs.com. Listen to the Sports Songs podcasts, which are available at WGNplus.com. Great stuff. And Rick, welcome back.
Thank you very much, and Merry Christmas to everyone.
Yes.
I should mention, you usually ask me where I keep the records. My wife said I needed to let you know this.
Oh, okay.
That she finally put her foot down because we had them in our bedroom in boxes all over. She went to the Container Store and bought me crates.
Ah.
So I've got them. I've got individual crates for the different sports. I have a baseball and a basketball.
Oh.
Hockey. I have a miscellaneous because I have jockeys and
right.
whatever.
Right, because it covers every gamut of.
And then I have a, I just still have a bag
right.
full of Christmas.
Right. Oh, okay.
So
that's
she
great.
Wanted me to let you know.
It is absolutely.
The room is getting clean. We've now got it in our spare bedroom.
Spare bedroom organized in alphabetically
exactly.
and all that stuff. All right. Very, very cool. Good to know. All right, Rick, that again was Eric Schau.
It was Eric Schau from O Holy Night.
Mm-hmm.
Came out in 2004, originally recorded in 1988.
Okay. All right. What do we got next for Christmas sports songs?
You know, a lot of people go to Mass on Christmas, and I've had a debate over, you know, is this a Christmas song or not? What do you think? Ave Maria, is that a Christmas song or is that like a Christmas Mass song?
It's a Christmas song, yeah. I think it's more than that, but it certainly is played at every Mass I've ever gone to at Christmas time.
Right.
Yes.
Well, why don't we go to track 65? And this is Justin Tucker, the kicker for the Baltimore Ravens. He was a Pro Bowler in 2013, was part of their Super Bowl win. And this just happened a few weeks ago. He was a music major at the University of Texas. And he sang at a Catholic Charities holiday benefit, and you won't believe this rendition.
Okay.
It's amazing.
Justin Tucker with Ave Maria. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, they were having a benefit for Catholic Charities at the Basilica there in Baltimore, and he was an opera singer. His specialty was opera singing in college, and he's
wow.
pursuing it. And he said before this performance, this individual performance we're listening to, he was more nervous than Super Bowls, last-minute winning kicks, Robbie Gould, listen, out of any of it.
Wow. Wow, that's unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So we're not mocking
no.
all the time. We're
no.
we're you know, that heralding the
really
the,
genuinely the, great.
Exactly.
Man, okay. And by the way, for those of you who are tuning in, the Christmas sports songs special, as we always do, we will hear the greatest Christmas song of all time, Honky the Christmas Goose, in its entirety. That will be
yes.
coming up in just a little bit. Make sure you stay tuned for that. If you've never heard Honky the Christmas Goose, it will be a yearly tradition for you, as it is on this show. One of the greatest Christmas songs ever, Honky the Christmas Goose. And we'll give you all the story behind it and all that, but that's coming up a little bit later on. All right, what do we got next?
Why don't we go to another, you know, pretty decent song, 62. Benjamin Utek, he was a tight end for the Colts when they beat the Bears in the Super Bowl. He put out.
I'm sorry. I always want to mention this whenever we talk about that particular Super Bowl. I was on the night before the Super Bowl, and I had a listener on. He was talking about it, and he was talking about how his daughter who was younger was like, I don't know, she's probably six or something, and she was like, I'm rooting for the Bears to beat the Magnets because the horseshoe on the Colts helmet. She said she thought it was a magnet. And I was like, so ever since then, I never refer to them as the Colts anymore. They're the Magnets.
That is great.
Yeah,
that is great.
Okay, so the Magnets here.
Yes, he played on that team, but he put out a CD in 2011 called A Christmas Hope. It was on Jim Brickman, the kind of the Windham Hill kind of background piano player, light jazz, his label called Green Hill.
Okay.
And he did a version of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Uh-huh. And it's interesting that we're playing this now because a little earlier today we played the Dallas Cowboys song,
yeah,
at 12 Days of Christmas, and I talked about how one of the days they were giving mild concussion.
Yeah.
He suffered many concussions in his career, and he's suffering through many of the after effects of a life in professional football, and that's very sad.
Okay. Well, let's hear this. This is Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Oops.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a
Have you listened to the... No, I'm not. No, I'm serious.
Yeah, that's about the most up-tempo song on...
Oh, is it really? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You've got to be in the mood for that. But it is very nice.
No, it's nice. Yeah, that's nice. Okay. All right.
I'm more of a fan of the honky, the Christmas music.
Well, yes.
I like the more... You know, this is definitely a much more traditional Christmas scene.
Got it. Okay. All right, what's next?
We've played these in the past, but in 1992, Nike Town, just down the street from here... I did a radio campaign where they had several athletes sing Christmas carols about their store. And I saved the tapes for these, and they're just too funny. And they included B.J. Armstrong and Jim Harbaugh and Carlton Fisk. Why don't we listen to Jim Harbaugh, track 51.
Okay. And this is him singing about Nike Town.
Him about Nike Town.
Okay, Jim Harbaugh. Here we go.
Nike Town, Nike Town, Nike all the way. Oh, what fun it is to shop in a great sports store all day. Hey, Nike Town, Nike Town, Nike all the way. Oh, what fun it is to shop, especially during holidays. That was wrong. I'm sorry. I lost my head. Nike Town in North Michigan and Erie. Yeah.
It sounds like he's going to break at that end part or before he says that was wrong.
Yeah.
It sounds like, okay, that's ridiculous. That's completely ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Why don't we then go to 54 real quick and play Carlton Fisk and hear his.
Carlton Fisk singing about Nike Town.
We wish you chop here for Christmas. We wish you chop here for Christmas. We wish you chop here for Christmas. Not to mention the rest of the year. Please purchase some lightweight shoes. Please select some color posters. Never mind the stupid figgy pudding. Just buy Nike gear. We won't shut up until you get some. We won't shut up until you get some. We won't shut up until you get some. So bring your rear end in here. Good presents we bring to you and your kin. Good presents for Christmas. Have we made that point clear? Nike Town on North Michigan and Erie. Yeah.
Yeah.
Carlton Fisk. Wow. All right. Very, very cool. Carlton Fisk, Jim Harbaugh singing about Nike Town. Okay, we got to take a break, Rick. And we'll come back. And it's our last segment when we come back. We'll play some more Christmas music, and then we'll end this visit, as we do every year, with Honky the Christmas Goose. The greatest Christmas song of all time. All right, everybody, check out WGNplus.com for the Sports Songs podcasts and SportsSongs.com. He's also on Facebook, and he joins us a bunch of times during the year. But our favorite visit is the Christmas time visit with Rick Kieser. All right, more Sports Song Christmas music coming up right here on 720 WGN. Thank you. morning, everybody, and Merry Christmas on this Christmas Eve 2015. And we are wrapping up our annual visit with Rick Geezer for the Christmas edition of Sports Songs. SportsSongs.com. And these are songs by athletes, by coaches, by managers, pro athletes, college athletes, any sport. And Rick's been hanging onto this collection now for 25 years. This was the second song we've heard from this fantastic artist.
Yes, this is Danny Werfel, the 1996 Heisman Trophy winner and former Chicago Bears backup quarterback. And on that song, he played trumpet.
Yeah. Wow, multi-talented.
He's amazing. Okay. If only he could have played professional football a little better. Oh, I am mocking now.
Now you are mocking. That's okay. That's part of the fun of the sports songs. Okay, in just a few minutes, everyone, and we're all waiting for it, for our yearly traditional playing of Honky the Christmas Goose. Best Christmas song ever. That's coming up in just a few minutes, so stick around for that. And what else do we got, Rick?
Let's go to track 4. This is in 1971, the University of Nebraska, you've mentioned college players as well, put out it was 1972 they put out the album called The Big Red Christmas, and it included members of the undefeated 1971 national championship team. And this is We Wish You a Merry Christmas, as only a college kid who was forced to go and sing Christmas songs would perform.
Okay. 71 Nebraska. Here we go.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings to you and all of your kin. Good tidings for Christmas and a Happy New Year. Oh, bring us a monkey pudding. Oh, bring us a monkey pudding. Oh, bring us a monkey pudding and bring it out here. Good tidings to you and all of your kin. Good tidings for Christmas and a Happy New Year. We won't go until we got some. We won't go until we got some. We won't go until we got some. So bring some out here. Good tidings to you and all of your kids.
Did they say funky pudding?
That's what it sounds like to me.
It sounds like they said funky pudding. Yeah.
Obviously, it's this was on pudding, one take.
But they don't. Did they? I guess they were like, maybe they gave the football players the lyrics and went, they're not going to know what figgy is. So let him just say what funky is. Let's just say that.
It could be.
Okay. That's the Big Red Christmas right there from 1971. Funky pudding. Enjoy your funky pudding this Christmas. Okay. What's next?
We started the show off today with a bad song by Terry Bradshaw. Why don't we hear one that's not so bad?
Okay.
Track 17. In 2012, he put out this song called Lights of Louisiana. He's from Louisiana, and it's about Christmases of his youth.
Okay.
And his daughter sings background on it.
Okay. Here's Terry Bradshaw, his daughter singing background on Lights of Louisiana.
Tonight of Louisiana and of Christmas now and then, of Mom and Dad, the times we had, wishing somehow they'd never end. You can have the New York skyline and the lights of Frisco Bay, 'cause nothing holds a candle to the lights of Louisiana. Louisiana dreaming.
A nice little song there from Terry. Now, Terry Bradshaw had a pretty successful recording career.
Throughout the 70s, he recorded country music on the Mercury label.
Right.
And he appeared on a lot of the different hee-haws and a lot of the shows that catered to the country audience.
Oh, okay. All right. Very nice. Very nice. I don't know if I prefer Two Front Teeth Or this one, but I'm joking.
Just different two sides of the coin.
Exactly. All right, we got time for one more and then Honky.
Okay, we've played a few wrestling songs. Let's play one more. All track right. 11. It's the WWE Superstars from 2012 singing their version of Jingle Bells.
Okay, here we go. More professional wrestlers. This is from 2012, you say?
Yes.
All right, WWE wrestlers singing Deck the Halls. Makes me sad because I heard CM Punk in there.
Oh, exactly.
Got a little melancholy because I heard Punk in there. Oh, man. All right. The WWE singing Jingle Bells. And I remember seeing that, watching it. They had it on Raw or SmackDown.
They do such a good time or a good job with all that type of stuff.
They do all the Christmas stuff during the holidays with the WWE. Okay. Lots of great stuff. I got to tell you, the highlight for me this year is the Habs singing Let It Go. That is just, I don't even know.
That's brand new stuff, and you can check it out on the internet.
That's
all over it.
That's going to be a yearly tradition, going to be a yearly tradition.
All right.
Okay. Now, speaking of yearly traditions, let's set this up. This is the one, the only, perhaps the greatest Christmas song of all time. Give us the story behind Honky the Christmas Goose.
It was recorded by the legendary Hall of Fame Toronto Maple Leafs goalie Johnny Bower. He just a great goalie. I had a chance to talk to him and ask him about the song, and he said a producer and a songwriter came up to him in 1965 and came to the locker room, knew the owners, and started going through the locker trying to get people to sing this, and he was the last one. And
so it's the 50th anniversary of Honky.
It is, actually.
It's the 50th anniversary of Honky the Christmas Goose.
Yeah,
Honky the Christmas Goose was born the same year as me.
Wow.
Well, that's fantastic. All right.
And this was it's still a tradition in Canada, and it reached number 29 on the charts in Canada.
That's amazing.
And I had a chance to talk with Phil Pritchard, the keeper of the cup.
Yeah.
And I told him how I collect a lot of songs by hockey players. And he said, oh, you mean like Honky?
He knew that right away.
Exactly.
That's fantastic. All right, everyone, if you listen on a regular basis, you know this song. If you haven't ever heard this song, prepare yourself because it's pretty special. Johnny Bower from the Leafs singing Honky the Christmas Goose in its entirety. It's a Christmas tradition here on the show.
Honky, honky, the Christmas goose got so fat that he was no use till he learned how to blow his nose. Honk the way a goose nose blows. After that, and just for fun, it was a simple matter. He would blow his honky horn to see the people scatter. Cars and planes and trucks and trains would get out of his way. And when they heard that honky horn, this is what they'd say.
Oh, honky, honky, the Christmas goose got so fat that he was no use till he
Eve was bright and clear, no trouble was inside. But up in space a traffic jam gave Santa Claus a fright. With rockets, kites, and satellites, and gnomes and dogs and all, his team of tiny reindeer was slowed down to a crawl.
Oh, honky, honky, the Christmas goose got so fat that he was no use till he learned how to blow his nose.
honk the way a goose nose blows.
Santa sure was worried for their children on his list. He had to get a move on or their stockings would be missed. Just then he heard a honky horn a-coming down the sky, and everything moved over to let the sleigh go by.
Oh, honky, honky, the Christmas goose, though he's fat, he's still some.
That's the greatest Christmas song ever.
It's tremendous.
It's so great. Johnny Bauer, Honky the Christmas Goose. Always a pleasure, Rick. You know, Merry Christmas, and we're looking forward to a great 2016.
Merry Christmas, exactly. Thank you for inviting me on the air and having me on for so many years.
We'll have
Merry
you back.
Merry Christmas to everyone out there.
We'll have you back soon. Maybe like, maybe for the Super Bowl or something.
Let's
we can do some
it.
Football stuff. Yeah. And then after that, like baseball's coming up after
Fine.
That. Plenty of times to have Rick in. And it's at sportssongs.com and WGNplus.com. You can hear all of the podcasts. Thanks again, Rick.
Thank you.
Happy holidays. We'll take a quick break. It's Nick DiGilio, Christmas Eve on 720 WGN.
Yeah, man. Getting down here on a Christmas Eve morning. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower, here till 5, as I am every weekday morning, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talk and text. 312-981-7200. You can also check us out on Twitter at Nick D Show, but the best way to stay connected is on our Facebook page. Like us right now on Facebook, facebook.com/Nick D Show. So let's see here. Hey, Esmeralda, that was the first time. Was that the first time you ever heard Honky the Christmas Goose?
And it won't be the last.
That's right. Isn't it fantastic?
That was really nice.
Yeah.
It's a new story.
It's so great. And he helped Santa with his honky.
He did. Oh.
He helped Santa because he heard the honky. So I like us. He's all fat.
Well, he's a goose.
And he said he was of no use until he learned how to honky.
Well, was it because he's just all fat and no meat?
I guess.
You don't want just a fatty goose.
I don't want to eat Honky the Christmas Goose.
Well, that's what I'm assuming was going to happen to him.
Yeah.
And then they're like, you're not that good eating.
You're just of no use until he honked. So that's a Christmas tradition on this show, Esmeralda. Get used to it.
Oh, done and done.
All right. Oh, brother. All right, we are live in the studio here at 312-981-7200. So we were talking about some of these Christmas, holiday sort of food traditions. Now, next on the list here is peppermint bark. Now, Mary Vandeveld, the lovely Mary Vandeveld, made some bark.
Yes.
But hers was, I didn't get any because everybody just evidently just like vultures just came in and ate it all.
Yep.
Like a bunch of lunatics.
Yep.
Which is why yesterday I want to thank the lovely Mary Vandeveld because she made cookies and she was bringing a big tray of them down to the showcase studio where Steve Cochran and the gang do their show. And we shared the elevator down and she's like, I know, I didn't get a chance to eat any of the bark. So she's like, here, take some cookies. So at least I got some cookies from her.
There you go.
And they were tasty.
Yes. I've been eating them all night.
And bark. Now, I wasn't aware of bark being called bark. I mean, I know what it is, but I didn't know that it was called bark until recently. And I guess that's surprising to some people. Well, you were surprised, right?
I mean, what else do you call it?
Brittle.
But it's not.
But it's brittle. It's the same damn thing as the brittle.
No, because like peppermint bark?
Yeah.
That's just chocolate.
What? Wait
a minute. There's no, because brittle is, I believe, caramel. There's like a hard shell thing to it. And when you break it, it's all brittle.
Uh-huh.
But with a peppermint bark, that's just chocolate. That's chocolate that's been tempered, I'm assuming.
Yeah, but it's still the same concept, right? I mean, you like spread it on a sheet pan, you stick it in the oven, right? Or you melt it.
Yeah, but different things.
And then it busts and you bust it up.
One's just sugar, one's just chocolate.
Yeah, but it's the same thing.
No.
It's the same type of dish.
Well, it isn't. One's bark and one's brittle.
All right. Yun, do you eat, you ever eat the bark?
I don't eat the bark.
You eat the brittle?
I eat the brittle.
See, he likes the brittle. See?
And they're both good.
You know, the peanut brittle, though, man, I can't do that. I used to eat it when I was a kid. I can't eat it anymore. Well, one, I'm not a really big sweets guy. I'm not really big into the sweets. But that stuff will bust your teeth, man. That stuff's terrible on your choppers. You know? Because it'll you can bust your teeth open with the with some brittle, and also then some of it like gets stuck in your teeth.
You could just gum it.
Gum it? What are you?
I was gonna say something else, but
gum it.
It's not gonna.
Wait a minute. What the
I
hell are
be
you talking?
Straight out of context.
Gum it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you did just make straight out of context. Well, you could just gum it.
Well, the other thing would have been worse.
Oh yeah. By the way, no straight out of context tomorrow because we're off. It's Christmas. And we also will not have a straight out of context, next week either because I'm off, because it's New Year's, but we will have straight out of context in a couple of Fridays. So, make sure you listen 24/7 whenever anybody says anything that you can pull out of context, jot all the information down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right. Peppermint bark. Are you interested, Esmeralda, in the origins of the peppermint bark?
Yeah, I'd love to know.
All right. Here we go. The origins of peppermint bark, which is candy cane bits nestled on top of a half half milk chocolate, half white chocolate bar. Does that sound right? So it's like busted up candy canes, and it's like half white and half milk chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
They are lost to time, but the tasty treat dates back to at least the 1960s when a shop in Florida was offering it in September for $1.19 a pound. But the most famous version of this dish comes courtesy of William Sonoma, which first introduced the candy in 1998. The company only offers the candy during the last 12 weeks of the year. The gourmet food and kitchenwares brand estimates they've sold more than 5 million one-pound packages in the last decade. Brands like Mrs. Fields also sell the treat. All right. So 1998, so it's a pretty new tradition, the bark. And was it called bark right out of the gate? I mean, did William Sonoma call it bark? I guess so, right?
Probably.
Yeah?
I don't think they went through different incarnations. Chocolate mint.
Chocolate minty mint.
Yeah.
Chalk. Oh,
like,
mint.
No, it's got to be better.
Okay. So that just dates back to 1998, really. But in 1960s, there was one shop in Florida that did it. And now, Mary's bark worse than her bite? Hold on a minute now. Wait, hold on. Did she make the traditional bark, the peppermint barky bark?
Hers had toffee.
Ooh.
Had a layer of toffee.
Now, how is that not brittle?
Because there was chocolate on it.
I'm confused by this whole thing. But I'm easily confused, Esmeralda. You know that.
Yep.
I am an idiot. All right. Would you like to know the origin of stuffing and or dressings?
Oh, yes.
Now, do you like the stuffings?
Love stuffing.
Yeah, me too. Yon, do you like stuffing?
I'm a huge fan of stuffing.
Huge fan of stuffing.
None of that stovetop.
So Yon eats brittle and stuffing every day. All right. So now let me ask you this. Do you enjoy the stuffing that has been cooked inside the cavity?
That's actually not good for you.
It's not. Doesn't it suck up all the...
And the turkey.
Well, I mean, it takes longer for the turkey to cook.
Right.
And you have the possibility of an undercooked turkey, which is not good.
Right.
And a lot of the bacteria go right into the stuffing.
Correct.
Yes. I'll still eat it.
I would hope that people would just make some outside of the turkey and you'd eat that.
I'll eat anything stuffing related. I enjoy this. I enjoy, man, I really like stuffing. I love it. I even like the stovetop stuff.
No, come on.
Oh, I'll eat it. Ugh. What's the matter with the stovetop stuffing?
Because fresh is so much better.
Well, it is better, but I'll eat it.
Hmm.
You know, we were talking.
I have standards.
We were talking. You have standards. You prefer the slurped can version of cranberry sauce.
Because it has a nice bite to it.
To the real cranberry sauce. To like actual cranberries, like actual cranberry sauce, not the slurped out can of cranberry slurp. I believe that's the actual technical name. Cranberry slurp is the name. Because that's the sound it makes when you slurp it out of the can. All right, the first mention of stuffing meat with something for added flavor appears in a collection of Roman recipes. The ancient cooks suggested stuffing hares, dormice, chickens, sardines, and squid. Sardines and squid. Eventually, the concept of stuffing meat with meat was adopted by Europeans, particularly the French. You gotta love that, man. Somebody came up with the idea, you know what we need to do? We need to stuff some meat in this meat. That's a good idea right there. Whoever came up with the idea of stuffing meat into meat, that's a hero of mine. Today, most cooks stick to non-meat fillings. Recently, stuffing has been freed from the interior of turkey bodies and can now be found as a side dish to a big holiday meal where, depending on geography and many other factors like weather, or not, it's cooked in or outside of the bird, it's referred to as dressing. Now, do you say dressing or stuffing, Yun?
I got to go with stuffing. Yeah. I don't get dressing because you're not really dressing it up with anything, right? It's stuff. Like, dressing for me is like ranch sauce or Caesar sauce or something like that, something that you put
like on a salad dressing.
Right, like a salad dressing.
Oh, okay.
But if you're stuffing the turkey, you're stuffing the
You're just stuffing it.
Right.
With stuff.
With meat. Right.
It's not like you're putting, you know, not like you're putting a dress in the turkey, like an actual, you know, silk dress.
No.
Because right. That would be, yeah. All right. Now, what about Esmeralda? Do you say dressing or stuffing?
Stuffing.
Yeah.
Stuffing. I could see it, though, the dressing bit, because you're dressing
You
the
are
turkey.
Dressing. Yeah. You're All right. Dressing. Okay. And then, hey, you're going to find out the origin. Esmeralda, I know you've been waiting for this one. A figgy pudding.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Figgy pudding. Mm-hmm. Or as those football players sang, funky pudding a little bit earlier.
That's 3 days later.
Bring us some. That's right. That's what happens to figgy pudding when it's left out on the in the kitchen, just out on the counter. What's this out here? It's been out here for 4 days. Well, it's funky pudding now. Used to be figgy. Now it's funky. And it was inside the bird. I don't think you want to touch that stuff at all. All right. Yeah. Morning, everybody. Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas to you and to yours and all that cool stuff. 312-981-7200 is our phone number if you would like to join us. We're going to be talking about our favorite Christmas movies and all that cool stuff. And that'll be coming up, your favorite Christmas movies that you watch at this time of year. And our phone number is 312-981-7200. So there you go. You know what, Esmeralda?
What's that?
I have been pitying fools for 28 years, Bill, and it's never personal.
I was looking for something else, and I saw that, and I figured, well...
I have been pitying fools for 28 years, Bill, and it's never personal.
It's never personal. See, I was looking for another thing, and I can't find the sound bite in here. And I'm very anxious.
Because you can't find it?
Because I can't find
You'll find it.
Oh, will I? That's not what I was looking for, but... Okay. All right. I was looking for, see, because we're not going to be on New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're not going to, you know, we're on, this is our last night until January 4th. We're back on January 4th. And there is a soundbite from the movie from Trading Places that I always play at the end of the year. And it's not, I don't see it here. And it is upsetting. Anyway, it's from Trading Places. You know, you've seen Trading Places, I'm assuming, Esmeralda?
Yes.
Okay. And it's the scene where he goes, Merry New Year! It's Happy New Year.
Oh, and they're on the train?
In this country, we say Happy New Year. Yeah. Merry New Year! So I had Merry New Year. I had Eddie Murphy saying Merry New Year as a sound drop, and I can't find it. I used to play it constantly, you know, like when I worked on New Year's Eve. I played it every, like, 2 seconds.
I feel like someone decided to get rid of it.
Somebody took it. I do have this. If you want to take a... If everybody wants to jump in the DeLorean and go back to 2007 real quick.
I drink your milkshake. I drink it up!
See, that's still there.
Just saw that, by the way.
Whoa. For the first time?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? You just saw There Will Be Blood?
Yeah.
Oh!
I'm very behind
good
on things, all right?
God!
I got a very
all right,
long
well,
list.
Hold on a second. We're going to be getting to Christmas movies, but hold on now.
That Christmas Tale of There Will Be Blood.
That is a lovely movie to watch during the holidays. What a spectacular motion picture that is. That's Paul Thomas Anderson. He's my favorite director.
Yeah. It took me a minute. I fell asleep midway, and then I had to rewatch it.
Well, you got to pay it. You know, it's you know, that's one of those movies you got to pay. A lot of his movies are like that.
Yeah.
You see The Master?
I just saw it.
What's going on here? Wait a second. Wait a minute. What is going on? Are you on some sort of P.T. Anderson kick?
No, it was a suggestion that I watched it.
It was
both suggestions. What so it was probably in their mind.
Did you watch Inherent Vice?
No.
Nobody likes that except me. I'm the only person.
Maybe I'll watch that. Oh, I should watch that.
I loved Inherent Vice. It's a very crazy movie. It's a very crazy movie. Yon, have you seen Inherent Vice?
I've seen the other ones, but I haven't seen Inherent Vice.
No one saw Inherent Vice. Not that many. A lot of people saw The Master and went, I'm done with Paul Thomas Anderson.
I mean, that movie was...
Yeah.
I love The Master. I think that movie... Well, I love all his movies.
I also fell asleep.
During The Master. I can see that. I can totally understand that.
Woke up and it was still the same thing.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
But you saw...
I drink your milkshake. I drink it up!
Yep.
Oh, man. I'm in 2007, I must have saw that movie 15 times in the theater. I'm not kidding. I lost my mind when I saw that movie.
Clearly.
I mean, my God. How good is Daniel Day-Lewis in that movie? I mean, what a ridiculously good performance.
Yeah. I don't think about him as Daniel Day-Lewis.
He's unbelievable, isn't he?
I think about him as whoever he's doing.
That would be Daniel Plainfield in that movie. Oh, man. And this.
I have been pitying fools for 28 years, Bill, and it's never personal.
I can't believe I don't have Merry New Year. What the hell happened to Merry New Year? I'm quite upset. I have this.
Hi, I'm Carrie Russell, and I love Nick's radio show.
I know you do, baby. All right. Well, I'm glad that you got to see, finally, you.
It's a Christmas miracle.
It's a Festivus miracle. Festivus was yesterday. Did you celebrate Festivus? Did you get the aluminum pole and then
do the
feats of strength?
I celebrate every day by airing my grievances.
You air your grievances. I know you air your grievances. That is something that Esmeralda does on a regular basis, the airing of grievances.
Keep it in my heart every day, Festivus.
No bagel, no bagel, no bagel, no bagel, no bagel. That's all. That's in the episode where that's the Seinfeld episode where Kramer was on strike. The bagel play. No bagel, no bagel, no bagel, no bagel.
Now I want a bagel.
You want to? Now, how about this? You want some figgy pudding?
Yeah,
all
I
right.
want to know what it is and how it's made.
You know, it's not pudding. It says it's not really pudding, at least by American standards. The cake, which contains figs and is topped with brandy, has been an English Christmas dessert since the mid-1600s. Around that time, it was banned by English Puritans because of the large amount of alcohol content. Have you noticed how much alcohol is related in the Christmas traditions? We're talking eggnog. We were talking about fruitcakes. My mom used to soak the fruitcake. She started soaking it in rum in October.
Well, one, you have to deal with your family. I feel like that has, any year.
Some believe that a medieval custom dictated that the pudding could only be made on the 25th Sunday after Trinity Sunday, and that it was originally comprised of 13 ingredients that represent Christ and his 12 apostles. While interest has waned in Britain, it remains popular in carols and films, and because of We Wish You a Merry Christmas. Huh. It just sounds like it's bread pudding. That's what it is, with figs. It's like a fig-flavored bread pudding. I like bread pudding. It's good stuff, and you get some stale bread. Make some bread pudding. How about that?
Or some stuffing.
All right. And when the last one we'll do is pumpkin pie. You ever wonder about pumpkin pie?
You know that starting the beginning of the year, that Illinois will have pumpkin pie as their state pie.
What?
Yeah, because we have so much. Whoever the pumpkin people are downstate.
Yeah.
We grow a lot of pumpkins.
That's going to be our state pie.
Yep.
I wasn't even aware that there was a state pie.
Well, now there is.
I mean in other states.
Oh, yeah, they have state everything.
State pies?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
What do you think, we're the only ones?
No, I didn't even know we were eligible for pie.
Well,
for
pumpkin.
Pie states.
Eligible. Well, it's pumpkin.
All right.
Just so you
pumpkin
know.
Dates back 9,000 years to Mexico and was cultivated by Native Americans for centuries. Before modern food preservation methods, pumpkin was roasted or boiled and often mixed with pie-like ingredients, honey, and spices. It's suspected that the pilgrims made this similar dish without crust for the first Thanksgiving. How about that? Fascinating.
All right.
Now you know. All right. We have to break. When we come back, we got the news. And then after the news, the best Christmas movies, my favorite Christmas movies, and yours. Call us or text us. 312-981-7200. Christmas movies and stuff coming up after the news, which is next. Yeah. Morning, everybody. Merry Christmas, everyone. It is Christmas Eve morning, Christmas Eve 2015. Hope you have a great holiday and into a great 2016. Our phone number is 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. And we're talking about your favorite Christmas movies, something we always talk about every year. If you have any go-tos that you watch this time of year, I'm going to have a little Christmas film festival when I get home this morning, and I'm going to watch a couple, three Christmas movies in a row, getting into the spirit of things, and I'll tell you which ones I'm going to be watching in a couple of seconds here. But I would like to ask Esmeralda, do you have a favorite Christmas movie or a movie that you enjoy watching?
So probably A Christmas Story.
Okay.
But then I also really enjoy Scrooged.
Now, Scrooged is the, I think I'm in the minority on not enjoying Scrooged.
What? Come on.
Yeah, I don't like
all
it.
All those ghosts. And that's really sad because that homeless man is frozen. And they almost burned Bill Murray alive. Come on.
I just remember not liking it. I have not seen it in a really long time. I remember when it came out, I actively disliked it. Like when I saw the screening of it, I thought it sucked and I hated it. But over the years, I have so many people who love that movie and tell me about how much they love it. And then at one point, I actually played back the final scene where Bill Murray comes to his senses and makes this big emotional speech.
Oh man,
about how he changed or how things can change.
Right.
And I heard, and I played that back here, and somebody said, yeah, you should play that scene. I played that back. I was like, wow, that's pretty great. I don't remember it being moving or anything. I just remember being really annoyed by the movie. The scene that sticks out for me that I hated so much in that movie was the scene where Carol Kane punches him like 15 times. Like she plays like a ghost. And
how do you not like that?
It's not funny.
Like a fairy.
She's like a fairy and she keeps punching him in the face.
I mean, she's a ghost, but she's more fairy.
But she punches him in the face, right? She's flying around and punching him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just was like, yeah, this is really not funny. I liked when he said he wanted to staple horns onto the mice. Wasn't he going to staple antlers? Yeah, he was going to staple antlers onto mice.
Right.
And wasn't Lee Majors in it? Didn't he play like one of the guys that was, you know, like one of the Christmas specials that they had on was him running around with like a machine gun or something?
I don't know, but do you remember
Scrooge?
Again.
No, it sounds like you're talking about Die Hard, but
no, not Die Hard. Die Hard's an entirely different movie, but a Christmas movie nonetheless. So Scrooge did. Okay, here's what it says on this list here from Entertainment Weekly. They have the best Christmas movies, and it comes in at number 17 on the top 20. And it says no one does Bah Humbug better than Bill Murray's Frank Cross, a heartless TV exec in this dark comedy retelling of Dickens' Christmas Carol. Yes, it's pretty much the same film as Groundhog Day. Jerk becomes better on the eve of a national holiday, but that doesn't stop it from being the perfect prickly antidote to the Yule time sap. Okay, now Groundhog Day, I can't argue with. I love Groundhog Day. And by the way, I'm showing Groundhog Day at my film club in February. And there's a real strong possibility that there will be a cameo appearance at my film club by Stephen Tobolowsky. Stephen Tobolowsky, Esmeralda, if you don't know, you've seen Groundhog Day, right?
Yeah, like a million years ago.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
I don't watch it every Groundhog Day.
No, but it's an American classic, Groundhog Day. You watch Scrooged, but you don't watch Groundhog Day? Groundhog Day is 80 million times better than Scrooged.
Yeah, well, it's never on. I don't see it.
All right.
I see Scrooged on TV, but I don't see
Groundhog Day. You should look for Groundhog Day because it's necessary.
You know what it is? Because I don't get Groundhog Day off. But because I'm sitting around for Christmas, I catch Scrooged every year.
Okay. So you don't have to watch.
Maybe
you don't
make it a holiday.
Here's something that you can do. You don't need to watch Groundhog Day on Groundhog Day. You can watch it any. It's a perfectly great movie to watch 24/7.
Yeah, but that's how I've enjoyed Scrooged because I've seen it so many. So now I'm like, oh, that movie is great because I probably wouldn't have watched it.
Okay. Well, anyway. In Groundhog Day, I don't know if you remember, but there was this guy. His name was Needle Nose Ned, the insurance salesman.
Yes, I've heard much about him.
Okay, that's Stephen Tobolowsky. And there's a possibility that Stephen, in some capacity, is going to make a little cameo appearance at my film club screening in February of Groundhog Day. But yeah, I don't know. I'm going to have to go back and watch Scrooged again, I guess.
See?
I just remember hating it. I remember the first time I saw it, and I was like, well, that just sucked. And I don't know.
At least watch it twice.
You mean one more time?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, I've seen little bits of it.
Then after that, you can say you don't like it.
Yeah. Do you know how many times I've seen Silence of the Lambs?
One.
In the theaters. No. In the theater, I saw it 3.5 times.
Right.
In the theater. And I hate Silence of the Lambs.
So why?
Because every single person I know and many, many people whose opinions I really, really respect love that movie.
You can say no.
And I went to see it and I hated it. The first time I saw it, I hated it. And then everybody's like, no, it's great. It's great. So I went back again. I saw it a second time, still hated it. And then it just continued because that movie came out in February of 1991 and it won the Academy Award a year later for Best Picture. So it was in the public domain there for an entire year. I had to put up with people telling me how great it was. So I went a third time, hated it. And then I went back again the fourth time and left after 45 minutes. I was like, okay. So it's not like I didn't try. I hate Silence of the Lambs. I hate that movie. And but it's not like I didn't try. So I'll give movies a second chance. So I'll watch Scrooged at some point in my life. All right, here's Don on WGN. Don, do you have a favorite holiday movie?
Yeah, I like Going My Way. It's one that's not very popular anymore, but it's an old movie starring Bing Crosby.
Sure.
I always liked that one. And Barry Fitzgerald, a couple Irish priests in inner city parish.
Yep, that was on. Actually, that was just on.
Oh, was it?
I want to say 2 nights ago. Yeah. It was on. It was. Oh, wow. I can't remember what cable channel, but it was on. It was on just like 2 nights ago. Yeah.
Oh, you know, it's sad because it wasn't for White Christmas. Bing's like almost forgotten. It seems like, you know, he was this really popular singer and also a pretty darn good actor too.
Well, Bing, man, you know what most people now, younger people, associate Bing Crosby is Little Drummer Boy with David Bowie.
Oh yeah, right.
I mean, that's that became like a lot of people were like, wait a minute, is that Bing Crosby singing with David Bowie? And you know that Bing Crosby had absolutely no idea who Bowie was when he showed up on the set.
For sure.
Like, who's this weirdo I got to sing with? What's going on here? All right, Don, thanks.
Okay, take care. Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Take care. Merry Christmas. All right, I'm going to play some clips from some of my favorite Christmas movies as well. So we got Scrooged, and what was the? And you said A Christmas Story, which everybody.
Right.
I have to tell you, on Christmas Eve tonight, I will, and all through Christmas, all through tomorrow, I'll have TBS on.
Yeah,
it's just on.
It's good. It's just good to watch.
It's great. That movie,
just to see it.
That movie rules. A Christmas Story rules. It's a great movie. I remember seeing it in the theater, November of 1983 when it opened. I went with my girlfriend at the time. We went. There were about four other people in the theater, and we loved it. And we walked out. And that was so great. And that thing tanked. When it came out, tanked at the box office, like a lot of movies, like Mike, It's a Wonderful Life was a massive bomb when it came out and a critical failure, too. So, all right, we're going to break favorite Christmas movies and we'll talk about those coming up. Yeah. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy holidays. And I'll be back on the air after this show and after hanging out with the Cochran gang till around 6 this morning. We'll be back January 4th. So please have a happy and healthy and safe New Year's Eve and into New Year's Day. And let's all look forward to a really, really cool and healthy and happy in 2016. Looking forward to a new year. Yeah. And by the way, when I come back on January 4th, that Monday morning, Eric Childress and Colin Suter will be with me live in studio, and we will do our annual look back at the year in movies. We'll do a big group of lists of the best performances and best things about movies. We'll do best movies of the year, worst movies of the year, and all that stuff. That's all coming up when I come back on January 4th. Speaking of movies, we're talking about our favorite Christmas movies. I kind of like the darker, more twisted Christmas movies. I love Christmas Story. I think it's great. It's a Wonderful Life is great too. And I like the traditional stuff, but I prefer, sort of the darker, unusual ones. Like for instance, I'm a big fan of Gremlins. I think Gremlins is a fantastic, Christmas movie. And I showed it at my film club 2 years ago on Christmas.
Do they both take place at Christmas?
No.
Okay.
Just the first one. Okay. And by the way, the second Gremlins, in my opinion, better than the first one.
That's the only one I've seen.
That's okay. I mean, you should see the first one. You should. I mean, the first one's great. But Gremlins 2 is just, it is one of the most insane movies, literally one of the craziest movies ever made. Esmeralda, have you seen the Key and Peele sketch about the writing of Gremlins 2?
I don't think.
Oh, God. All right, look.
No, because I would.
All right, Esmeralda.
They're insane. Watch it.
Here's what I want you to do. You need to, when you're done here at work.
Right.
Just go to the YouTubes.
Mm-hmm.
Type in Key and Peele Gremlins 2.
Okay.
It is one of the funniest things you'll ever see. I was peeing myself laughing. And I want to say this. Joe Dante, who directed both Gremlins and Gremlins 2, Joe Dante posted that on his website.
Nice.
Which is trailersfromhell.com. That's his website. He posted it on his website, and he just wrote the words, "That's exactly how it happened," about the writing of Gremlins 2. You got to see it. So I picked Gremlins as one of my favorite Christmas movies. Everybody talks about Die Hard, and I agree. But you know, Die Hard 2 is a Christmas movie, and I happen to think Die Hard 2 is better than Die Hard. I'm the only person on the planet who thinks it, but Die Hard 2, I think, is the best of the series. And that also takes place on Christmas at the Dulles International Airport. I showed Die Hard at my film club, too. I have not shown Die Hard 2, though, because I'm kind of alone on my absolute love for Die Hard. I think Die Hard 2 is one of the greatest action movies ever made. But, of course, now all of the action movies that ever get made just have to be compared to Mad Max. You still haven't seen Mad Max, have you?
No, you said you were going to give me one of your two DVDs.
I have two copies at home because I need them both. It's very important that I have two copies of Mad Max, Fury Road.
Is that like when the president, if the president is out,
that's right.
The vice president
that's
takes
right.
over?
That's exactly okay. right. In case something happens to my first copy of Mad Max Fury Road, I do have my backup copy of Mad Max Fury Road. So, seen it 26 times. 26 times. You, and have you seen Mad Max Fury Road?
I've seen Mad Max Fury Road.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this. It's I think it's a little overrated, but and it's a
okay. We're done talking.
Okay. Great action movie. It harkens back to I think some of the old like 70s action movies that I love, like Big Trouble in Little China or Escape from New York.
Yeah, like, those were both 80s right. movies, by the way.
Oh, they were.
Yeah. Yes, they were.
Escape from New York. Okay.
1981.
I'm really scared for you now.
1981. Those are no. That's okay. Anytime you compliment John Carpenter movies, you completely make up for your mistake. What you're saying about Mad Max. Let me go to one of my favorite movies to watch at Christmas time, a very dark movie that no one has ever seen. And again, I've shown this one at my film club as well a few years ago. It's a film called The Ice Harvest. Now, many people have probably never even heard of it. Esmeralda, have you even heard of The Ice Harvest?
I want to say so, but I don't think so.
It's John Cusack in what I think is his best performance ever. I think it's the best performance John Cusack has ever given. It's John Cusack and Billy Bob Thornton. They play these two guys who are in Wichita Falls, and they rip off a bunch of money from a mobster played by Randy Quaid. John Cusack plays like a mob lawyer, and they steal this money, but they can't leave town because an ice storm has closed all the roads, and it's impossible to leave. So they, and it's Christmas Eve, and they have to stay in town while this mobster comes back to find out what's going on. The late, great Harold Ramis, who also directed Groundhog Day, Harold Ramis directed this movie. I think it's one of the best movies that Harold Ramis has ever directed. It's very dark, very twisted. It is a black comedy with the darkest of hearts, and it is one of my very, very favorite Christmas movies of all time, like way near the top of twisted Christmas movies. So I have a clip here of a scene from The Ice Harvest. This is Oliver Platt is in this movie as well. Spectacularly funny and great in it. And in this scene, Cusack and Oliver Platt are driving. Cusack is driving Oliver Platt home, and Oliver Platt is really loaded. And they're at a stoplight. And Cusack starts to tell this story about the relationship with his father. And this is as perfect a screenplay as you'll ever see. This is one of the best American screenplays ever written, is The Ice Harvest. So I'm sure a lot of people out there have never even heard of it. Here is probably my favorite monologue, from this incredibly great underrated movie called The Ice Harvest with John Cusack and, Oliver Platt.
Let me tell you, my father was a twin.
Identical?
Fraternal. Looked a lot alike, though, him and my uncle. Different temperaments completely. My father? He's a cop, by the book guy, believed in the law, wanted his only son to be a lawyer, drank in moderation, didn't smoke, kept up his life insurance premiums, voted in every election, not just for president.
Let me guess, Uncle didn't vote.
He said he didn't want to encourage the bastards. In and out of jail from the time he was 16, drunk all the time, everything that walked. Won a fortune playing poker, lost it all the same way. Lost an eye in a fight, half his life.
So what you're trying to say is, you take after your uncle.
I wasn't finished. My father was 54 when he died of a massive embolism right here in Wichita. My uncle died the very next day. in a car wreck in California. So the point is, it is futile to regret. You do one thing, you do another, it's so what? What's the difference? Same result.
How many of these lights are you going to sit through?
See if I tell you another story.
Okay, that was one of my favorite monologues ever from a magnificent movie, The Ice Harvest. If you've not seen it, again, it's R-rated. It's very, very, very dark. Takes place on Christmas Eve. One of my favorite Christmas movies of all time. A very twisted movie. When I showed it at my film club, 95% of the audience had never seen it, many of which have never even heard of it. Came out in 2005, tanked at the box office. But everyone who saw it was like, man, that's a very twisted film. And it really is a very, very dark, very, very twisted movie and one of the best Christmas movies of all time. The late, great Harold Ramis directed it. John Cusack, Billy Bob Thornton, Connie Nielsen, Randy Quaid. Just a great movie, The Ice Harvest. If, you know, look for that one. And here's Jasmine on WGN. Hi, Jasmine.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
You said my favorite movie. I like A Christmas Story.
Yeah, Christmas Story is great. And are you going to watch it for 24 hours starting tonight?
Probably.
Yeah, everybody.
And there's one scene in that movie, though, that made me curious since I first watched it. Can you really get your tongue stuck on a pole? Or
no.
Do they just do that for the comedy of the movie?
Yeah, no, you can't.
Well, my tongue's gotten stuck on popsicles.
I've never tried it, so I don't know.
Don't try it,
Jasmine.
I have enough sense to not do that.
Okay. All right, Jasmine, thank you.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. There's Jasmine. She's great. We got a break. We got the news coming up. Then after the news, we'll talk more about great Christmas movies. I'll play a couple of more clips. And we have a special Christmas gift from Cheech and Chong coming up. All that and more right after this on WGN. Good morning, everybody. Merry Christmas. It's Christmas Eve 2015. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. I'm your overnight dude, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. every weekday morning. I'll be hanging out with Steve Cochran and the gang for a little bit after the 5 o'clock news. And then I'm off for a weekish or so. We'll be back on January 4th for a brand new year of shows for 2016. We wish you Merry Christmas and Happy New Year and all that good stuff. We're talking about your favorite Christmas movies. 312-981-7200. I'm looking at this list from Entertainment Weekly. Number 20 is The Santa Claus with Tim Allen. 19, Gremlins. 18, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, which is actually a very funny movie. 17, Scrooge. 16, Die Hard, as we mentioned. 15, Miracle on 34th Street, which hopefully you were able to hear Miracle on Jerry Wells Street. Which we performed live right here in this building, right down the hallway from here. And it was broadcast on WGN, but you can actually hear the whole podcast right at WGNradio.com if you'd like to hear that. Number 14, White Christmas. Number 13, The Nightmare Before Christmas. Number 12, Trading Places. I'm going to sneeze. Thank you. Number 11, Home Alone, which is a movie I hate. Number 10, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. So they actually picked that, even though it's not a movie. Number 9, The Year Without a Santa Claus. That's also not a movie. That's one of those television specials. Number 8, A Muppet Christmas Carol. Number 7, Bad Santa, another movie I hate. Really mean-spirited, not funny. And I like dark, twisted movies. I mean, I recommended, you know, The Ice Harvest, for God's sake, which is as dark and twisted as you can get. But Bad Santa just left a really horrible taste in my mouth. I just thought it was incredibly mean-spirited and not funny in the slightest. Number 6, Love Actually, which is a surprisingly good movie. Number 5, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. And they're talking about not the stupid Jim Carrey, Ron Howard version, but the original Chuck Jones animated version. Again, that's not a movie. I don't know why it's on the list. And then we'll go with the other, with the top four coming up here. But I have a couple of more clips here that I want to play from some of my favorites. And in fact, let's go to number four on this Entertainment Weekly list. Number four on this Entertainment Weekly list is this movie. And it's one of, I think, Will Ferrell's most beloved movies. And it's Elf.
Santa.
Who the heck are you?
What are you talking about? I'm Santa Claus.
No, you're not.
Why, of course I am.
You're Santa. What song did I sing for you on your birthday this year?
Happy birthday, of course. how old are you, son?
Four.
You're a big boy. What's your name?
Paul.
And what can I get you for Christmas?
Don't tell him what you want. He's a liar.
Let the kid talk.
You disgust me. How can you live with yourself?
Just cool it, Zippy.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Look, I'm not kidding.
You're a fake.
I'm a fake?
Yes.
How'd you like to be dead? Huh? No, he's kidding.
You stink.
I think you're going to have a good Christmas, all right?
You smell like beef and cheese. You don't smell like Santa.
Okay, go.
He's an imposter! He's a fake! He's a fake! He's a fake!
Yeah. You got to love Elf. You gotta love that movie. Do you like it, Esmeralda?
Yeah, no, that's a good one.
Yeah. You smell like beef and cheese, not like Santa. All right, let me play a clip from my favorite. This is my favorite Christmas movie of all time. And in fact, in about 2 hours, I'll be watching it.
Okay.
I'll be at home, hanging out, watching this. It's my favorite Christmas movie of all time. It's called The Ref. Have you seen The Ref?
A very, very long time ago.
Okay. Yohan, have you seen The Ref?
Is that the one with Dennis O'Leary?
Yeah, Dennis O'Leary. His wife did not kick over the thing and start the Chicago Fire.
I have seen that one.
Okay. Dennis O'Leary. But, well, I mean, for the holidays, you know, Dennis O'Leary plays this burglar who is on the lam in this small town and kidnaps a married couple played by Kevin Spacey and Judy Davis. And he brings them back to their house where their family is coming over for Christmas. And he has to pretend to be a counselor in order to lay low while his partner hotwires a boat so that they can leave town with the loot as the cops and everybody is looking for them. My favorite Christmas movie of all time. I mean, by far my favorite Christmas movie of all time. The geniuses at Disney Touchstone Films decided they thought April would be a good time to release this movie, which is one of the reasons why it tanked. First movie I ever showed at my film club was December 4 years ago was this movie. I have a quick clip here from The Ref, which is absolutely my favorite Christmas movie of all time.
Caroline, could I have the wine?
It's all finished. We have to get another bottle.
Where are you all going?
I gotta stay with them to leave the... Just shut up and eat your Dennis.
You don't talk about it in therapy, but you discuss it behind my back with
Hey, she's my mother. She's a boy. You are not supposed to take
somebody. No. Thank you so much, Gus. Finally, somebody else sees.
To be blind not to see. All right. Let's just get in there and change the subject.
Oh, fine. Why didn't we just change the subject before I was humiliated? That's it, Lloyd. We are getting a divorce. This is finished.
There you go. There's a happy scene from The Ref, everybody. My favorite
That's
Christmas
like most
movie
people's
of all time.
Family.
That's what I'm saying. That's why it is true and hilarious and awesome. Okay. So number one on this list, obviously, is It's a Wonderful Life on the Entertainment Weekly list. But before we get to the weather and the traffic, I do have a special thing that I want to play. Cheech and Chong did a little thing called Santa Claus and His Old Lady. And I love this thing because I love Cheech and Chong, and it does everything that Cheech and Chong does, and it goes beyond that, though, and becomes really sweet. So I always love to hear this in its entirety around Christmas. So Merry Christmas from Cheech and Chong. Here we go.
Mamacita, ¿dónde está Santa Claus?
The vato with a bone in knees is coming down the street with no shoes on his feet, and he's going to... No, that ain't it. Mamacita, donde está Santa Claus? The guy with the hair on his jaws in Africa. Hey, man, come over here, man. I need some help, man.
Yeah, man, I can dig that. What are you doing, man?
I'm trying to write a song about Santa Claus, man, but it's not coming
about
out.
About who, man?
About Santa Claus, man. You know Santa Claus,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah, man. I played with those dudes, man.
What?
Yeah, last year at the Fillmore, man. Me and the bass player sat in, man.
Oh, hey, man, you think Santa Claus is a groove, huh? No, it's not a groove, man.
Would they break up, man?
Oh, no, man, it's one guy, man. You know, he had a red suit on, man, with black patent leather shoes. You know the guy, man?
Oh, yeah. He's with Motown, ain't he?
No, man.
Yeah, I played with that dude, too. No, yeah, he's a good singer, man.
No, hold on, man. He's not with Motown, man.
Well, then he's with Buddha, man.
Oh, man, you don't know who Santa Claus is, man.
Yeah, no, I'm not from here, man. I'm from Pittsburgh, man. I don't know too many local dudes.
Oh, I see. Well, hey, man, sit back and relax, and I'll tell you the story about Santa Claus, man. Listen, once upon a time, about 5 years ago, there was this groovy dude, and his name was Santa Claus, you know? And he used to live over in the projects with his old lady. And they had a pretty good thing together because his old lady was really fine. And she could cook and all that stuff like that. You know, like she made the best brownies in town, man. Oh, I could remember them now, man. I could eat one of them, man. Wow,
did you know these people, man?
Oh, yeah, man. They used to live next door to me, you know, until they got kicked out, man.
What, they got kicked out of the projects, man?
Yeah, you know what happened, man? They used to live with all these midgets, you know. And the midgets used to make a lot of noise, you know, like pounding and hammering and pounding all night, man.
Wow. Typical freaks.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, man, they were really freaks, man. As a matter of fact, they all moved up north together, you know?
Well, they have to go get their head together, man.
Yeah, get their head together, man. And they started a commune, you know? It was called the Santa Claus and His Old Lady commune. It was a real famous one up there, man. And they used to sit around and groove all the time, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Really good time, man.
Yeah, that sounds heavy.
Yeah, eat the brownies, man. They drink the tea, man. And what they did most of the time, though, was make a lot of goodies, you know? They had everything they needed. They only needed to come into town maybe once a year or something like that.
Pick up the welfare check and the food stamp.
Yeah. No, what they did, man, is once a year, when they made all the goodies, you know, they used to put them in a big shopping bag, and then they used to take the shopping bag and deliver them to all the boys and girls all the way around the world,
hey,
man.
Well, that's it, man. Yeah, that sounds real nice.
Oh, yeah, they were really nice people, man. So much class, man. They had so much class, you know. Like even take the way they used to deliver the toys, you know. It's like Santa Claus used to have this really sharp short, man. You know, it was lowered to the ground at twice pipes, candy apple red, and button tuck. Ooh, clean.
That sounds like a hip snowmobile, man.
No, it wasn't a snowmobile. It was a sled, you know. One of those big sleds, you know. And used to have it pulled by some reindeers, you know, like reindeers.
Some what, man?
Some reindeers, you know. Used to hook them onto the sled, and then used to stand up inside the sled and hold onto the reins, and then call out their names, like, on Donner, on Blissen, on Chewy, on Tabo, come on, Beto. And then the reindeers used to take off into the sky and fly across the sky, man.
Far out, man.
Yeah, and then when they fly across the sky, they used to come down to places like, oh, Chicago, L.A., Nueva York, and Pacoima, and all those places, you know, and then land on top of people's roofs, and then old Santa Claus would make himself real small, you know, like a real small guy, and he'd come down the chimney, and then he would give you all the stuff that he made, man, and dig this, man, he did it all in one night, man.
Hey, just a minute, man, now how'd he do that, man?
Oh, well, man, he took the freeway. How else, man?
No, man. How did he do all that other stuff, man? Like, how'd he make himself small, man? And how'd he get the reindeer off the ground, man?
Oh, well, man, he had some magic dust, man.
Some magic dust?
Yeah, magic dust. You know, he used to give a little bit to the reindeer, a little bit to Santa Claus, a little bit more for Santa Claus, a little bit more.
And this would get the reindeer off, man?
Oh, got them off, man. Are you kidding, man? They flew all the way around the world, man.
Hey, that's far out, man. Hey, how come I've never met this dude, man?
Oh, man, he doesn't do that bit anymore, man. It got too dangerous, man.
Yeah, I can dig that, man, because that's a dangerous bit, man.
Yeah, let me tell you, it sure was, man. Like, just 2 years ago, man, he got stopped at the border, you know, and they took him into another room and took off his clothes, man, and searched him and searched his bag of goodies, man. And then when he was leaving, man, he was flying through the air. Somebody took a shot at his reindeer, you know?
Oh, that's a drag.
Yeah, man. It really was, man. And then, man, he went down south, man, and they tried to cut off his hair and his beard, man. And all the time he was getting stopped and pulled over and asked for his ID, man. Just everywhere he went, he ran into too much recession, man.
No, man, you mean he ran into too much repression, man.
Repression, recession, man. It's all the same thing, man.
Yeah, man. It's a drag, man, because we could sure use a dude like that right now.
You know, oh, he still comes around, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but he comes in disguises now.
Oh, he went underground.
Yeah, man. Underground, man.
Yeah, I can dig it.
Yeah, but you want to see his disguise, man. Nobody would ever know it was him, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's got a job in front of the department store, ringing this bell and playing this tambourine next to this black pot, you know?
Oh, I seen the dude.
Yeah,
man.
You know who I'm talking about,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, man. I played with that guy last year, man.
What?
Yeah, we played in front of a store, man. We made a lot of
bread. Oh, hey,
man.
Wait a minute, man. Santa Claus is not a musician, man.
I'm hip, man. That cat didn't know any tunes, man.
Oh, hey, wait a minute, man. No, he's not into that at all, man.
No, I played with this dude.
Are you sure, man?
There you go. How about that? Cheech and Chong with Santa Claus and his old lady. All right. Yon, your mic is in my ear, my friend, so you're going to have to turn that off. If you can. Okay. Morning. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN on Christmas Eve 2015. Merry Christmas, everybody, and I hope you guys have a great holiday and a great new year as well. My show will return on January 4th, and we'll be back for a whole new year of shows. Esmeralda, by the way, will be going to be working next week, so she'll still be here. Doing her thing. And I just wanted to mention Esmeralda, Leon was added to the show a few months back. And I I'm looking forward to working with her again in 2016. One of the best additions to the show, as far as I'm concerned. I'm absolutely thrilled that she's a part of the show and will continue to be a part of the show. She's just the best. And I love working with her. Dan Chagru will be back on January 4th as well, my regular producer. We'll all be here ready to entertain you guys on the overnights starting on January 4th through 2016. So we hope you have like a great, Christmas and a great new year. And continue to listen to WGN. Lots of great stuff coming up. And I'll be hanging out with Steve Cochran for a little while here this morning. And right now, let's say good morning and hello to the one and only Orion Samuelson. Hello, Orion.
And a good morning to you morning. And a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, sir.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Well, I think we got a lot of the bad weather out of our system yesterday because it was not a good day for traveling. The only positive about what happened in our part of the country is we're going into the winter season with good soil moisture.
Mm.
That's good for grass, for lawns, for trees, and all that sort of thing. You always like a good soaker before you freeze the ground and go into the winter season. So that's the one positive we find in yesterday's activity across the Midwest. Can't imagine the challenge that airlines had yesterday because flights that were delayed and canceled. Travelers, of course, impacted greatly by that. And it really puts the airlines in a difficult position because when you cancel flights, then you have to find a way to get that airplane that was supposed to be at the next airport for another flight, but it's still sitting on the ground in Chicago. So airlines have probably spent all night scrambling to get airplanes where they should be for today's travel session. And one other thing, I drive in from Huntley, Illinois on I-90, which for the last 2 years has been a total construction situation. But I have to compliment them because for this Christmas holiday, as I drove in this morning, traffic was light, first of all. But I think they have done a good job of getting lanes open and well-marked so that you can make the trip. Yesterday was a tough trip, but today, very good. And it looks like they're going to have three lanes eastbound, three lanes westbound for the motorists on this Christmas weekend. So what about weather? Well, let's start. Davenport, Iowa, the Quad Cities on the banks of the Mississippi. It's fair this morning, 35. We're going to have a full moon, too, for this Christmas holiday season. And today in the Quad Cities, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 41. Christmas Day, some sunshine and a high near 44. Then Saturday, we get back into rain. Even the possibility of a thunderstorm in the Quad Cities and a high near 47. Sunday, slight chance of rain, snow, and sleet before noon, high near 37. The story for Madison, Wisconsin at the moment, skies are cloudy. It's 34 degrees. And on this Christmas Eve day, a 20% chance of snow after 5 p.m. Madison may get a white Christmas after all. The high in Madison, 36. Christmas Day, there'll be some patchy fog before 7 a.m., but then partly sunny with a high near 40. Saturday, 50% chance of rain in the Madison area with a high near 41. Sunday, mostly cloudy, high near 32. Champaign, Illinois, mostly cloudy and 40 degrees this morning. They're celebrating winning the bragging rights game with Missouri last night. And as we take a look at the forecast for this Christmas Eve day, partly sunny, it'll be near 50 degrees in Champaign today. And then on Christmas Day, partly sunny with a high near 49. Saturday showers, high near 57. Sunday showers likely and a high near 43. And then the story in South Bend, Indiana this morning. It's 41 degrees, mostly cloudy. Today, partly sunny with a high near 46. Tomorrow, Christmas Day, mostly sunny with a high near 47. And then Saturday, rain likely with a high near 51 in northern Indiana, southern Michigan Saturday. Sunday, still a 30% chance of showers with a high near 42. Right now at O'Hare, 38 degrees and clouds, but once in a while the moon breaks through and the high winds overnight finally subsiding. So that's a look at weather on this Christmas Eve day.
Thank you, Orion. Great working with you on my show, you know, all these years in 2015, and I look forward to working with you some more.
I certainly do, my
friend. I'll see you downstairs, but have a great holiday.
You too.
All right, we'll take a quick break, and the news is coming up next, followed by the Steve Cochran Show right here on 720 WGN. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and I want to thank all my listeners for making 2015 so great, an interesting year for me, to say the least, and if you're a regular listener, you know why. Some big changes have happened in my life over this year, and I want to thank everybody for being so supportive and so great. My listeners are the best, and I appreciate you know, how many people listen to this show and listen live and listen on the podcast, and we'll continue to have a lot of fun in 2016. So have a great holiday season. Nick DiGilio Show will officially be back on January 4th, but I'll be hanging out with Steve Cochran and the gang after this. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNradio.com. WGN News Time is 5 o'clock. Let's get to the newsroom with Dave Schwann.